Rabbi says, before going Varta, I want to go over again the if you look in source 22, the Chasam Sofer, which I don't know if I explained as clearly as I could have or should have yesterday, so I want to go over that again quickly. Just to clarify again, we're talking about the issue of Prisha Samach Levestus. I entitled this year, yesterday and today, Mima Vekamo, what are you supposed to be parished from and for how long? So we were discussing yesterday what you're supposed to be parished from, and the question is, obviously you have to be parished in Tashmish, that's for sure. But the question is, what about other activities? What about Chibuk V'nishuk, you know, other physical contact? And we discussed yesterday, or what about even you know, certain types of intimate conversation or things along those lines. So we generally lined up sort of the issue. We assume that there are two issues here, right? First of all, there's a general din of what's the story of Chibuk V'nishuk by a regular nida, right? We said there might be Machlokas, Ram and Rabban, and the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the source is 20, source 20, and source 21. How do you learn the Pesukim? And only Asmachta, the Avist of Nasan. It looks like it's a Siog Shas Torah, but the question is, do we assume like that, La Halacha? So we saw towards the end, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Losa says Shin and Gimel in 20, I'm sorry, yeah, Mitzvos Losa says Shin and Gimel 19, source 19, right? The Rambam seems to say the Lo Sikrivu, we take it literally, therefore it includes Chibuk V'nishuk, and the Ramban in the Hasogis, okay, the Ramban in Hasogis in 21, is not so sure about that. He said it's only the Asmachta and so on. That's why the Ramban was Shuto So. You look back in source number 4, in the Hilchos Nida, so the Ramban in Perek Ches, Os Yud, Kashisha Choshes, Lanus Venus, Ahura Mitzis Bale Ahura, Shein Asur, Ala Betashmish. But Shar Prizit Loch Merala. So basically, again, the way we explained it yesterday, there were two dinim, right? There's a din of Prisha B'Shas Vesta, and there's a din of an Isser Chibuk V'Nishuk with an Ida. And we assumed that if either one of them is Darbonim, if either one of those two Dinim are Darbonim, okay, if either one would happen to be Darbonim, as if they're both Daraisa, okay, so then it makes sense to say that Chibuk V'Nishuk is also B'Shas Vesta. But if either one is Darbonim, then there's room to be Makel and say that the Chibuk V'Nishuk is permissible, you know, B'Shas Vesta before she actually gets her period. What the Chasam Sofer is Mechadesh, is, and I said this at the end yesterday, but I want to go over it again. This is the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Chelek Yeradei Simon Kuf Ayin, 22. Okay, he basically has the idea that you can even assume that both are Doraisa, that both the Isser of Chibuk V'Nishuk by Anita and the requirement of being Parish Samach Leves are both a Doraisa. And you can still be Mekel, allow Chibuk V'Nishuk by Samach Leves, because let's look at it inside. Okay, Odos Isha Shahigia Lel Tvilosa Biyom Mitzis Bala Derf Uba Ona Samachlavas. Say, Noma Shabitzir Beis Mitzis Ona Hana Lel Tvila Biyom Mitzil Derf Onochish Kala Mitzis Precious Ona Samachlavas. And getting it as a circumstance where maybe we shouldn't be choshed at all because it's the night of the Tvila and it's also the husband leaving and so on. And he said, Asarti. Okay, he answered it. And look at the second line in the second paragraph towards the end. Bani Kibalti Memorial Rabbi Satzal, I am from Arabim. Da filu l'man da amar vestas lav daraisa, mikol mokom ona hasamuch levesta daraisa. And that we saw already. You can even right. We saw that already. You can maintain that vestas are darabonim. Lamadal vestas lav daraisa. You can assume that vestas lav daraisa and still say that the drasha vizartem is daraisa. We discussed that already last week. So I'm going to go with that now. The Shema Rosaku, that was, you know, he doesn't quote the Nudavim name here, but he mentioned it a few sentences later. The Shema Rosaku Arlocha, Shema Shema Tira, Kamo Shema Reis, Shema Yomos, right? That was another Behuda of last week, you know, the changing Chazoka, right? I mean, no one is a Chazoka live forever, okay? So we don't have to say the guy died, the Chazoka is still alive. But they're not going to live forever. So it's not a chazaka. It's going to go on forever. So at some point it's going to die. So maybe it's now. Okay, maybe it's the next half hour. It could be the next 50 years. We don't know. The same thing. We have a chazaka. She's a tahara. But we know she's going to get her period. That's the whole idea of investment. It's coming now, right? So that's the same thing. So he says, then he writes, Veshuv Nidfas came, B'Sefer Nodeh B'Huda. That's what he doesn't tell it. And he also, Veshuv Matzasi came, B'Kabai Slara. Oh, we saw that also. Okay, fine. Ramali Moris Atzal, the Fila Sovereign Keshav Beshach, okay, the Kreva, the Gila Arise, Hanachiv Vinishu Asim and Atar, we saw that, right? Even those who hold the Chiv Rashim is Atasim of Tarmakal Arise, we call Mokom, Muta Lifgod, the Kreva be Alma Bona, Samach Leves, the Tzarech Mitzvah, Kyo Tzaladar. That was, again, that's what's allowed, according to Tom, and others, that's what's allowed. So, why? Because Af Al Gav, the Prisha Chiv and Atar, Chasam Sofer, let's spell it out. Afal gavda prisha chimena Torah, mikol mokom hutar hakreva, mishum da bi'ila ba'atzma ein bo isim in ha-Torah, ela mishum shematira ba'emtzat hashin. What's the, some stuff is driving at, maybe you understood it yesterday, but I'm going to go again. What's driving us to say that there's a chi of prisha samal v'esta? What's the problem? So says the Chassam Sofer, the problem is that she may see dam during Tashmish, right? Now what happens if that happens? Okay, so we'll see later, but if it happens that she gets her period, the time of Tashmish, so he has to be parish from her right away. But he has to be parish her, he can't just pull out because there's hana in that. So you have to wait. It's also lifach mevrachai when the aver is hard and the aver when he's, you know, inside her. You have to wait for the aver to soften, to shrink, and so on and so forth. Yitzarach l'ashel salam mishum hocha asur lichnos betchila v'naskein. Okay, so therefore we have a concern. Avol bishar kveros kravos im yargish he tadiel ogiv shmiyad. In other words, if he's hugging her, kissing her, and suddenly she gets a prayer, she'll say so. Okay, so stop. It's no big deal, right? It's not a big concern, okay? Elu divrei mori zatzal, okay? And v'dalad pei ches ches, and so v'divrei, you see that a lot of tshuvas, v'divrei pi chachamim chen. The words of chachamim are charming. It's an expression of a compliment. That's what vav dalad pei ches ches stands for, v'divrei pi chachamim chen. You see it a lot of times, okay? So you say, yeah.
Just to clarify,
yeah.
It's not that one remembers that when he's going to be touching her, she might already have been bleeding,
and
no one's seeing it.
According to some sofa, right.
So it's not worried about that she actually might be bleeding, only if it's going to be a tashmish.
Right, because when there's tashmish, then you're in real trouble. So stop.
You'll also be in trouble if you're just touching her.
Yeah, but you can stop immediately. I mean, as soon as she discovers it, she tells him, now stops. And it's a shogi here.
Right.
You're right. That's not what I'm so worried about. Right. Correct. Now he adds, that's Divrei Pi Chachamim Chayim, that's Divrei Mori Zatzal. When he had Talmud Nosra Dor, Bisham Chimim HaTashmish, which we mentioned also yesterday, sometimes the period can actually be caused. Someone else said that, right? Our earlier authority said it. We mentioned it yesterday, no? Huh? Yeah, the Rabbis mentioned that. So the Rabbis said that sometimes the act of Tashmish can, you know, because of the warmth in the body and so on and so forth, can cause the dam to come out maybe a little sooner than otherwise, whatever, which is not going to be the case when you're in physical contact. Okay? Anyway, that's what the Chassam Sofer says. So even, basically his point is that, you know, even if it doesn't cause Tashmish, even if this Bia doesn't cause Tashmish, but maybe it'll happen at that time. And then he'll have difficulty because, you know, you have to wait till come out with Abraham Mace and so on. All right, therefore, we should stay away from it. But with Shar Kravos, there's not a problem because as soon as something happens, she'll tell him, and it'll stop. Okay, so therefore, you can hold that Chiva Benishuk is Doraisa. Good, it's Doraisa. But all right, so soon as, you know, right now, there's nothing. And as soon as it happens, she'll stop immediately. Okay, it's a simple stop. Okay, so therefore, the Chiva Benishuk could be also Doraisa by Nida. And Precious on vest could be us. So, but can we make on anyway? That's the Chassam Sofer. Okay. All right. At the end, he mentions that, with all that, okay. It's always in sinners, we'll see in a second. But that was the point of the Chassam Sofer. Okay, I don't know if I made it clear. So if I did, good. A little chazar, if not, hopefully made it clear now. The other thing I mentioned again yesterday was something the Rav Soloveitchik said, and the Rav just said to explain kind of what is the to try and explain sort of what's the whole issue. In other words, what's behind the whole svara, whether shar kribos or usur or not, depends on how you understand the pasuk. Vizartem esmei simu tumasam. Okay, is this a din in that? Basically, we label her anida. We label her anida early. That's all. She didn't actually have a prayer, but the chiddush of vizartem, whether they're ice or butter, whatever it is, whether it's an asmachta or it's an actual limud, we saw that already. Do we label her anida effectively? But we say no, it's its own independent din. Okay, if he makes her nida, so okay, so anything that's also for nida, we also now also that'll include chibur benishuk, right? On the other hand, if it's zoned in, you can say that it's zoned in. It didn't include Chiyuv and Rishon, right? I mean, if it's not a din either, it's a special din. It's only Tashmish Zoh, so that's the din. Chiyuv and Rishon can be mutter. The Rav had a raya. I don't want to go into it now to spend the time, but if you take a look, he said, you know, look in the Psukim, okay, the Psukim, the Rambam, look in the Rambam, 24, Hilchos Zur Bir Perkach Aleph Aleph Aleph. The Rambam writes, Kol Abo Al Erva Min HaRayas Derech Evarim. Okay, Derech Evarim means not to actually, of course, but touching, Negiah, right? O Shechibim Kenishim Derech Taiva, okay? Or that they hugged and kissed Derech Taiva. Derech Taiva is important two words here, because that cuts into the whole conversation of whether, you know, you can touch a woman's anita, if you shake hands in a business deal, a tap on the shoulder, that kind of thing. The Rambam's words, derech taiva, imply that the only problem is when it's done in a loving or affectionate fashion. Okay, today, you know, that's all issue. If you know, the embarrassing is a woman who sticks out her hand, you know, in the bank or whatever it is, it's a, you're going to, you know, it's a case, so shake her hand, you know. And not everyone agrees. I'm not saying everyone agrees, but, you know, the those who have the cooler on this basis, and I thought it made a lot of sense rather than embarrass somebody who doesn't know, you know, if it's a person you can explain, but, you know, no one knows. But so, you know, tap on the shoulder, that kind of thing. Okay, anyway, that's Derech Taiva. V'nena b'kirbas ha'reza lo kiven ha'torish. Nehmar l'viti ha'sos b'gon sa'vus ha'ilo. V'nehmar lo sikru l'galos erva by shar arayas also. Okay, so it sounds from this Rambam, this is what the Rav is medayik. Okay, part of this the Rav said in the name of his father, so I'm not sure which part was which, but he said you're medayik a little bit in this Rambam from the Psukim. It sounds like the whole issue of Losikru and so on is not a din and nida. But first of all, it applies to other Arayas, right? It applies to other Arayas. Okay, it's not a din and it's not a din that she becomes a nida. But for example, there's no tumma by some, you know, by those cases, right? There's no tumma, and there's no chiyuv tevila, you know, after that. So, you know, and that's perhaps a raya that it's you know, that it's a din in not in nida, but it's a din in just its own din, so to speak. And good. Okay, so we'll leave that at that. Okay, just quickly, the Berak HaBayis mentioned, I've been 26, Berak HaBayis on Bayis Da Zayin Shahadal, Isu Zem and Atomis, Isu Zatim, Isu Zatim, Isu Zatim, Isu Zatim, Lovo Behergal Tashrin. Just one of the things he throws in something interesting, okay? He says that it's a whole concern of Isu Zatim and Isu Zatim to Muslim is because the Darko Shaldam Lovo, I just want to show you that from one of the Rishonim. That's all, the Rishonim have that idea. You know, that the darko shall download that it's not abnormal, okay? And that won't be a problem by Shara Kravis. Okay, let's go weiter. The second part of this year, what I want to do today, is the question is, how long do you have to be parish? What does Samach Levesta mean? How long? I said, oh, no, what does that mean exactly? Right, and as we discuss now, what you have to be parish from doing, good. Now, part B is, for how long? So if you take a look in the Mishnah, which we've seen already more than once, the Mishnah says there in Samach Gimel Beis Anida, Hay Salimud de Leros im Hanetzachamo, Ein Asur Ela im Hanetzachamo, Yehuda Omer Kol Yom Shelo. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama holds, that im Hanetzachamo, she normally sees at sunrise, right? So the Rashi there says, Ein Asur Ela im Hanetzachamo, meaning Chol Alayla Mishameshes. Okay, she's mutter the night before, that whole night. She doesn't get it, doesn't expect the period till sunrise. Okay, so she's mutter the night before. And if sunrise comes and goes and didn't nothing happened, then she's mutter the rest of the day. Rabbi Yossi Kasani la dadiik shah savesas usulo. We discussed that already. He says shah savesas takes it literally, and that's it. However, Yehuda omer kolayom shalom. Right, mutaris l'shamish misha over anetzachamo. I agree after Neitzachama, that I agree after the event. Okay, below Rosh, you should see. Avakolalalo shalifna Neitzachama shalvest asura. But the night before is asura l'shamish. Okay? First of all, the high levudim of Neitzachama, the son of the regil of the mechsev is self lila, the common the limited chiliz yoma, therefore we ask the entire owner, the entire period of time called night. So that's what the Mishnah says. If she sees Dama Neitzachama, according to Biosi, she's asura then. But according to Yehuda, she's asura throughout the entire night beforehand. And the Gemara says, Amarava, and Samuel Gimel Beis 29, Amarava, Halacha Behuda, Halacha is Kabihuda. Okay, good. We say like Behuda is also the owner before. Vatanya Vizartem, Espinay Yisrael, Mitumasa, Mikana Ryumi, Azal, Rinsos, Yifushu, Mishan, Samuel Vesan, This Vatanya is a we'll see. The Vatanya, he says he's after and he saw me Tumasa Mikana of Yumia. As far as he saw Shivishman says on West of a Kama Amarabona Rama Ona, right? Isn't it against this Brisa that because the pasuk again, as Rashi says, these atoms may sell right near the pasuk of Adog and also we saw that already. So my law of ona achrisa doesn't mean a different owner, right? The investor of Yomasur Kalam Vichala Shalfana, Rihuda Lassar, owner's master. So no, osa owner. Come on, Shalom, no, osa owner. Okay, that's the sheet, that's the Gemara. Okay, now. So the number of things, some of which we touched upon already. So what does that mean? That means this owner is a unit of time. So she's expecting her period during this unit of time, so she's a surah to her husband during this unit of time. So the Chavis Das here in Arsim Kufpe Dalat Sukkot Nehe 31 says, the Afshe v'chol davar talo v'yom v'layla, chashvina yom mishas amud v'shachar, kan chashvina osa layla. That's the first definition of day and night. So we learned already, the Sugin Megillah, remember, right? We saw this Chavis Das, right? The Chavis Das says, even though day usually starts from alos v'shachar, right, from dawn, when it comes to Vestas, that's considered still to be nighttime, okay? And when it comes to Vestas, we go by sunrise and sunset, okay? And not by Alos HaShachar and Tzeitzer Chav. Okay, that's the issue. That's what the Chavis Das points out. When it comes to Vestas, whatever the reason, something to do with the presence of the sun that has its biological effect on her. The Kane Efsher, the Achar Shkiyas Achama, still Choshir Laila already. I'm not still already. That's what he says. I just want to mention a very thing to Nogea now, this week. Okay. If we assume, I'm just based on Chavis Das, I mean, it is relevant. Okay. If Nate, what was Nate's 720, something like that? Nate's, huh?
718.
718, I was close, okay. So Nate's pretty late. Till Matzah Shabbos, this Matzah Shabbos really changed the clock. Right? So this week, Nate's pretty late. This Matzah Shabbos, yeah. So Nate's pretty late. So many people get up very early. So just psychologically, you know, when someone gets up in the morning, it's daytime, right? I mean, it is day, right? In your head, it's day. So this could really lead to a confusion on the part of a woman because she may see dawn when she gets up. Okay, oh, it's daytime. But it's not really. The sun hasn't come up yet. Right? So you have to be careful. That's what I'm just pointing out. You know, you have to be, at this time of the year, you have to be especially careful, and it'll make a nachkamina when they have to be parished next time. You know what I'm saying? Because she'll think, oh, she's up. She's getting dressed and getting the kids ready for school, whatever else. Because, you know, and the sun didn't rise yet. You know, the sun doesn't rise until 7:18. Many homes are buried by 6:30, right? Things are happening, right? So I'm just saying it's just a aura to be aware of, especially this time of year. Well, you know, okay, a lot of time of year, Nate's at 5:15 in the morning, so most people aren't up that time anyway. They're not going to lead to any confusion, but this time of year can be confusing. So just making that point, we come back to that later. Okay, that's all I'm going to bring up from that Chavis Das. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Urbiya Paragdala, if your base continues, we saw the part of the Rambam before, but Kama, how long do you have to wait? So he writes, Imhaya Darka Liros Bayom, Aso Shamish Mitchilasiyom. Imhaya Darka Liros Balayla, Aso Shamish Mitchilasalayla. The Ram says simple. She sees during the day, so she becomes also when the day arrives. Okay, he doesn't weigh in on the sunrise dawn issue, but that's what the Ram says. Okay? He says, Now, and then he writes, and if at night, then it says from the beginning of the night. So on this Rambam, there's an important comment from Agos Maimonides. First in Halo, there are Paragdala Yud Beis 33. First in Oschas, he quotes the Ramban, you know, about what it includes. Okay, does it include the Chibur Gnishuk or not? The Shar Precious. Okay, but then in Oschas, we saw this. He quotes the Avi Asaf. That's the Rav Yoh. Okay, the Rav Yoh, one of his songs called Avi Asaf. The Rav Yoh was Rav Yoh is Rashi Tevis, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Yoel Halevi. Okay. Usually in the Rishonim refer to the work as the Avi Ezri, the same work. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's the same, maybe the different parts, but the same Rishon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yol, and Levi, Rabbi Yol. Okay, Avi Ezri they call him. Anyway, so Avi Asaf Kosav says, Agaz Manas and Oz Tes, the Paragdal of Hilchos Serbia, Avi Asaf Kosav Yom Olaila Mimei Nisan Vetishrei. Okay, he says we define day and night for Vestas by what's considered day and night on the so-called perfect day, right? And the days of Nisan and the fall and spring, right? Around the time of the equinox. Okay, when the day and night are more or less of equal length. That's the time of Nisan and Tishrei, right? September and the March, let's say. The end of September, the end of March, right? The beginning of fall and the beginning of spring. So what does it mean? So he says, the equinox, let's assume for a second, sunrise is 6 a.m., sunset is 6 p.m., okay? So if she had a Rias Adam at 7 o'clock, so even though right now 7 o'clock, like you just said, sunrise until 7:18, but that will already be called, like we just said before, psychologically, she thought it was, that will already be called the Rias Yom, because the equinox time, right, the fall and the spring, that already is daytime. You hear the Shita? That's what he seems to be saying. As it goes by the quote unquote perfect day, you may need some Tishrei. So when the sun rises and sets on the actual day that you're talking about, it's irrelevant. Okay, it's what's considered day and night during, you know, the course of Kokol, like when you learn Brachas, the perfect day. Right? When you learn Tzilus HaShachar, Zman Kriyashma, and so on. Right? So that's what he says. So sunrise will be considered before sunrise will still be considered, the other way around also, it could be after sunset, it'll still be considered a daytime Riyah, right? So, that's the Shita, for which the Agos Manah says one word at the end, Betema. Very astonishing Shita, but there is such a Shita, so keep it in the back of your head, and we'll talk about it. More important for us right now is, in 34, the famous Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah. Okay, the Or Zeruah was also one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe Or Zeruah from Vienna. He was a Rav in Vienna, actually. It's one of the first, shul rabbanim, quote-unquote, that we know about. He was a Rav of a shul, a community. I mean, anyway, so the Or Zeruah, the big sefer, Or Zeruah, sometimes called the Or Zeruah Gadol, in Chelek Aleph, in Hilchos Nidus Siman Shin Nun Ches, he quotes, Umori Avi HaEzri. Okay, he quotes his Rebbe. That's the Rav Yoh. Okay, but he quotes the Rav Yoh differently than the way it was presented in the Hagos Maimonides. Okay, so he says as follows. He says, "Mori Abi Ezri Amali Shiragil Lifro Samach Levesta Chaf Dalad Shos." Okay, and this is known as the Chumra of the Or Zeruah, or the owner of the Or Zeruah. Okay, the Or Zeruah says that a person should be parsha his wife 24 hours before her vestas. 24 hours. Why? How? Sheim Regila Liros Payom. Porish mena kol halayla shalafonav. He has to be porish the whole night before. She sees, generally speaking, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He has to be porish that day till 3 o'clock, plus the night before. An extra owner. Okay, kol halayla. Regil liros palayla. Porish mena kol halayla vayom shalafonav. Right, so this is the chumrah of the Or, known as the chumrah of the Or Zeruah. Okay? That she should be parished the day and the entire night before she did night, she should be parished that night and the entire day before. Okay? That's the sheet of the Or Zeruah. Yeah.
So 24 hours even the afternoon before also?
No, not 24 hours before the time of the period, but if she doesn't see, then she'll continue. It doesn't have to end up to 24 hours. Like, if she gets it at that time, fine. But if she doesn't, she still has to wait till the end of the day. It starts at the beginning of the unit before the unit she gets expected. Okay, so if she sees during the day, let's start by Shkia before. She sees during the night, let's start by Nate the day before, right? So, yeah. Right. So you're saying is that if she ends up getting her period, it won't be actually, some of it will not be a full 24 hours. It depends when she gets it. But remember that we said that even according to Yehuda, right? Just a moment. No, 1 second. Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if it didn't come, then So that's a different question. Will she still have to, according to this, she'd still have to wait 12 hours afterwards. So it'll still add up to 24 hours. Shouldn't sing, right? Okay, I think so. Now, so that's the sheet of the Orzarua, right? It's Lav Dafka. It's not 24 hours before. It could be if she sees it at the very end of the day or the very end of the night. So it could be up to 24 hours, full 24 hours before. That's the idea.
Assuming she sees it at her normal time, so the Samach is not going to be full. Just need to go back to 3 p.m. the day before.
Right, correct. That far we don't go. It's not 24 hours automatically. Right? Could be. It's up to 24 hours. But that's the Orzarua. Now, even though this is known as the Chumah de Orzarua, okay, and that's how you see it in the Svarim and Son, the Chumah de Orzarua, the fact is that there are others who hold this way as well. Okay, some example, in the Piske Rid, in Yevamos, in Salam Bezim and Bez, that's the sugya of the Baal going on a trip and so on, right? That's where it's one of the places where it talks about Prisha Samach Avesta. So the Piske Rid, the Shadi, or Rishai the Trani, says as follows in 35, Armei Shuvan Levi, Chayav Adam Lifkot as Isha B'Shah, Shiv Yot Zaladera, Shanemar, he quotes as Tukim and so on and so forth, right? That whole Gemara, okay? And Armei Yosel, Lotzir Ala Samach Avesta, Vekamar Ono. So what does it mean? Look what he says on the third line. On that Gemara, comment on that Gemara, of being Parish and Ona, Im Regil Liris B'Yom, Chayav Lifrosh B'Layla. Regil Liris B'Layla, Chayav Lifrosh B'Yom. So he says the same idea, okay? And he understands that that's what the term Samuch Levesta means. She sees during the day, so the day is called Vesta. But Samuch Levesta is the unit of time before that. That's a unit. That's like the Azarua. Okay, so the Tosis Rid, the Piskei Rid says as well. She sees during the day. She has to be parish at night. She's at night, she has to be parish during the day. Okay. Now, incidentally, you know, whereas the Azarua made it sound like this is some kind of a minig, okay. I mean, he didn't really say it that way, but he says regilim. Right? Look back at 34. The language of Azarua, but Umori Avi Ezra, Shirigilim Lifrosh. Regilim means that, you know, this is the practice, right? Whereas the Piske Rid, you know, makes it sound like this is the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, because he works into the language of the Gemara, right? And he says that Vafilu Kishiyot Zadar Kifkedana Hani Milad Varshus of Dar Mitzvah Mitzvah. We're going to hold Gemara. Vikashiv Harminim Perik Shnei Shavuos Tanor Banim Vizaratem Esmei Yisrael. Fine. But he works everything into the sugya, and it sounds like he's saying in the sugya that's what it means. Samuch levesta. He's defined it. Look at the words, okay? Just on the third line. I don't make too big a deal about it, but it's known in the world as the chumah of the Orzarua, but the Piske Rid says it more strongly. The Orzarua just says, Regilim, you know, this is what we do. That's customary. But he says that that's what the Gemara means. Samach Levesta, what does that mean? Im Regilim is B'yom Chayav Livrash B'Layla. Im Regilim is B'Layla, Chayav Livrash B'Yom. So he kind of says it in the, you know, it's Pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Also, the Maharil. Okay, we mentioned the Maharil in the past, I think. Maharil of Yaakov Levi, one of the very important poskim for Ashkenazim. You know, a lot of Ashkenazi even Hagim come from the Maharil. Certainly in the Breuers, you know, the German communities, the Maharil is the posing. Okay. I mentioned in the past that the Maharil was also, I don't know if I mentioned this once before, the Maharil is also a Chazan. And I think it's assumed that some of the standard Ashkenazi Nigunim or Nusra Tfila comes from the Maharil. I'm not sure of everything, but I think. You know, like on Yontif, we say, that Nusach, I think, is on the Maharil. I think. I mean, I heard that somewhere. I never really verified it. And also, Yom Narayim, you know, HaMelech HaKadosh, you know, that's Ashkenazi. The Shadim don't do that. But they have their own Nusach. But that comes from the Maharil. Anyway, so the Maharil, they take a look in 36, and Hilchos Nida Oz Dalet, Amar Mari Segal, that's him. Segal is Maharil, the Lamed and Maharil stands for Levi. He was a Levi. A lot of people name Segal to this day, or Levium, because the Segal is Rashi Teva, Sgan Lakoin. Segal is a Levi. So that's what he's sometimes called Mari Segal. Maharil, the same person. Anyway, Amar Mari Segal, Hoda Amar Razal, Chayav Odom Lifrosh Misha Ona Salvesta, Osa Ona Ratzona Yom Shoim. Now, this looks like maybe you were saying before. I don't know. If you're going that far, I'm not sure. I can't prove one way or the other. It's hard to imagine, but maybe Mitaka means it. But the problem is an owner is a unit of time. So you want to tell me the owner before the Vestas owner, I get it. But this, according to your scenario, you have to go back to 3 p.m. That's an extra owner. So I don't think that's what you mean. But okay, he does say it. My point is, though, that not everybody... You know, again, it's a sheet that is a rule. We see other prominent the post can bring it up as well. So let's see what the Achronim say about it. So you look in the Beis Yosef here in our Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. All right. Masha 737. Masha Kosov Imu Bayom. Imu Bayom Parash Mena Oseum Kulo. Afilim HaVeses B'Sofo. Okay. And that was fine, which is what we... that's what the Torah says, and that's what Yosef's calling. That's what we say, right? Also, I'm kulo. You know, even if the vest at the very end of the day, you have to parish the whole day, okay? But mutter b'yom shalafonim l'achra. But it's mutter before. It's certainly mutter before and after, okay? And he says, so park isha she also tzorchel. Isha that's in the park. If sika hilchasa, if sika hilchasa kabi yudu the summer haki. That's how we hold, okay? That she's also just that day. Meaning just the previous day, the day leading up, the day in which, even if the vest doesn't come till 7 at night, and the shkia is at 7:30, still the whole day is awesome. Okay. V'kach divrei kol ha-poskim, says the Beis Yosef. This is how all the poskim say, lafuke mashinimtza kosov al-shem or-zeruah, parish odom isha samach vesa chavdalad shows, im regil liros beyond parish mena kol osem v'alad shalafonim v'chein lehefeh, adkan. V'ein tam v'shorish l'dvar melu. You get the idea that Beis Yosef doesn't like that particular shita, okay? Beis Yosef says there's no tam v'shoris to this, and he says it's against the Gemara. It's against the support of the Gemara, okay? Sherbi Gemara v'forish, Gemara poskuzal. The Gemara seems to say not so, right? The Gemara says, we look back in the Gemara, okay? The Gemara says, where is it now? Yeah, 29. Okay. My love, owner means, sounds like it means that owner. Okay. But and that means, you know, based on the mission in Samuel Gimel, right? The mission in Samuel Gimel based, the Gemara further in the Gemara says, further on in that Gemara says, my love, owner, Chrisi, lo, also owner. I mean, the Gemara says it. My love, Ona Chrisi, an earlier, no. So the simple reading of the Gemara is it's that Ona, that unit of time in which he's expecting a period. So that's how the Beis Yosef reads the Gemara, and he says there's no room for this Chumra. Okay? And on that, there's a Kvar Kosov HaOgur, no San Ashkenazi posting, say for Ogur, it's in Elof Shin Chaz, Adibi Orzur Chumir Seri. Even the Ogur and Ashkenazi posting also said about the Orzur's Chumra, the Chumir Seri. Okay? And then he quotes, so that's one thing. So Beis Yosef first dismisses outright dismisses this chumra the arzurua. You have to wait the whole owner before comes. Then the Beis Yosef continues. I hope you saw this Beis Yosef. Kosov goes Maimonides Perek Dalad b'shem Avi Yosef the Kama owner Yom Olayla b'yom Nisan v'Tishrei v'Chatzim v'Chatzim v'Tam and Tevis and so on. V'Nira Shetamu m'shum d'mashmalo the sheer owner have a Yud Beis shows. Okay. You know, he defends or explains the shita of the Avi Yosef. Okay, but what this idea that it goes by the day and the night to Yom Tishrei and Yom Nisan. So he says it's not a din in sunrise and sunset. An owner is a din in a 12-hour unit of time, a 12-hour unit of time. Okay, and if it doesn't necessarily depend on Yom and Laila that day, but rather a Yom that has 12 hours. And a night that has 12 hours, which is Yom Nisan and Tishrei. If I was defending or explaining the Avi Yosef Shita, okay, he said, let's read it inside. Kosar goes, Manashem, Yosef, Kama, Ona, Yom, Al, Adam, Yosef, Tishrei, etc. V'nira, Shetamo, Mishum, Dimashmai, the Sheer Ona, Havi, Yud, Beis, Sheer Ona, Havi, Yud, Beis, Shoh, that's what Ona means. Shoh, Shem, Choftal, Yom, Al, Ila. So, in other words, he says, the definition of owner is 12 hours. So it has to be based on a time when there are 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. And when's that? Yom Nisan and Tishrei. So it's going to be determined. It may be 6 o'clock in the morning, sunrise here. I mean, 6 o'clock sunrise is there. And we don't have sunrise till 7:20 or whatever. okay, or reverse in the summertime, where it's much earlier, and so on. It doesn't matter. He said, it's got to go. That's what an owner means. He said, everything's determined by the time of year when you have a day is an owner, and a night is an owner. That's what he says, the sorrows, not stomach. Again, the Hagos Maimonides quoted it, and he ended there in those tests, and the Hilchos Sirah Bia Paragah, the word v'tema. And it is a tema when you first think about it. Well, we're now in October. We're now at the end of October, so I got to worry about what it was in, you know, September, you know, or was it March, or what it's going to be, right? So that's what he says. He explains the Shita. However, even after explaining the Shita, he writes, we call Nick, Makom, Makom, Nirli, Shein, Locha, Shekah, Macha, Shea, Poskin, Lo, His Giru. And again, Begamli, Shida, Gemara, Masha, Lo, Kapita, Lo, Yoma, Lailo, Lo, Al, Shos, Lo, His Giru, Shos, Parakisha, Mishum, Plutin, of Yosef, Lisa, Hos. Okay. And the Yosef ends by saying, basically, we dismiss that Shita too. He gave you a Sora for it, but he throws it out, and he says, we don't really, Shoshu, this either. So writes the Beis Yosef. Okay? So according to that, the owner means, like we first thought, the day that she expects a period. However, comes the Bach. It's in our Simon Kuk Pedalin. He says in 38, Masila, there was a Ruah. The cave of the Pashta, the Lishna, the Rebbe, the Komer Tzorach, Lifor, Son, Vesta, Mashra, Ona, Chrisa, the Hani Yom, Velayla, Shein, Chof, Dalet, Shos. He says, no, he says the simple reading of Somoch, Levesta, Somoch, Levesta, right, is the owner before. Okay? So therefore, Roy, Lechol, Adam, Lifor, Chof, Dalet, Shos. And Afo, Gav, the Omer, Rabba, Halacha, Yehuda, he can't get away with it. Also throws out the Azura because it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says not Ona Chrisi. So Bach says, no, it's a good Chumrah. Okay, it's a good Chumrah. It's true that that's the Halacha. I can't argue with what the Gemara says. Afa Gav, Halacha Yehuda, Osa Ona, Tfeilo, Vada Kachi Halacha, Roy Lahachmer Shalom in Halacha. Why? Okay, behind the time. The Shema wants to give a reason why. I know the Bach basically likes the Arzurua. The Beis Yosef throws it out because it's against the Gemara. The Bach says, I know it's on the Gemara says, but it's a roi to be machmir anyway. It's a good chum anyway, right? Why? Behind the time of the Shema Tirman Etzachama Tesur, the Chaz Vesofalila, we mentioned before, right? She'll see it's already with an Etzachama. She thinks it's still nighttime. Okay? Behilo Chazel Vitzchilat Hayom, Inami Ibcha. So Tehei, Sure, the Chaz Bichlas Yom, but he lo Chaz B'Sav Alayla. Hilchach La'olam Tzorach Lifroj Yom V'Alayla. Here, he says basically that it's, when a woman sees at the end of the night, she might think it's already the beginning of the day. So she'll end up being parish at the wrong time. Again, like the example I just gave you before, right? There's a, the Bach mentions this as a concern, right? That it was, especially when, you know, sunrise is unusually late or unusually early. Whatever, it's easy to get mixed up, and therefore you better be parish in both of us, okay? And it was, the opposite would be true as well. If she saw, she thought it was the end of the day, it was really late night. So she ended up being parched at the wrong time. So it's good to be parched with a full 24-hour unit and so on, but both the day and the night. And that's basically, says the Bach, okay? And Be'esh Tzasmach, L'chum Rezum HaShakos B'samach Hekin L'lok Kham L'shapir Ikon Ritzach HaOlachan Yesh Mon HaTzach HaKol HaMuchal HaLadah. We had that also, which the woman sees with Netzachama. You know, like I said before, you shouldn't get confused. Okay, so that's the Bach. The Bach likes the Chumrah. And he writes, nearly finished that. The Kach Roy Linen B'Chumrah Zudor Zeruah. Why? They ain't suffering. Shaisa Kach Haisa Kabbalah B'Yodim Te'az Akenim. And the Zeruah, what, didn't make this up by the Klibu Sklar or the Rav Yoh, they didn't make it up. Apparently, this was a tradition, right? They have to honor the Loka Beis Yosef. And then the Augur and so on. Okay, and he says, Roy V'Nochum Linen Chumrah Zu. The Kach Shamat V'Chorv Asher Rei Dvar Hashem. Sometimes Yirei Shemayim is, you know, should be knowing this Chumah. Yirei Shemayim should be knowing this Chumah. We call it Baal Nefesh Yachmer, right? I always like to tell over, I remember once hearing from Rav Amital, the Rosh Yeshiva Gush, you know, he would say, you know, when he was a learned Yeshiva, you know, I think he learned Slobodka, where he learned Yeshiva in Europe, to come across a line like this, and one of the posts can, you know, Yirei Shemayim Yachmer, or Baal Nefesh Yachmer. So the Bacham learned, that's talking about somebody who's, you know, known as a Kaddish, and, you know. But today everybody reads it, oh, that's me. Right, today we, oh, Bishop Bruce says, Baal Nefesh Yachmer, that's it. Everybody thinks that he's the Baal Nefesh. I wasn't sure he was saying it in a complimentary fashion. He's saying sometimes, you know. All right, anyway, but that's what the Bach writes. It's a proper Chumrah. Okay, Yeredim Hashem Nagmal Chorizu. Okay, then he quotes at the end. He quotes his Agos Maimonides in the name of Avi Asaf, and that Shita, and it's very, very schwer. And he said that Shita doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. And, you know, okay. He explains the Shita also, like we said in the Bach, and everybody sells it. That's the Bach. Okay. The Drisha just points out there on the tour, here in Arsun Kuf Beidal, it's a cotton base, or his base, okay, that, He has a little bit of a different take on what the Avi Yosef meant. That's why I threw it in there. If I'm understanding it correctly, a little different take. Ludas Hagos Maimonides, Shematzich Shtemis Rei Shos Gemuras, Hoyanirali Lomar, the investor beyond, it's Kufis Tevish, Yom Eno Aruch Late Shos, Kishabo Lochos Pam Shenis, Enecho Sheshet Kilos Yom, and Latzarch Lifrosh Shaw Mechza Korim, and Shaw Mechza Kilos Alayla. There's a different take. He says, not that we determine it, not so much that we determine it, well, you know, this slot, let's say it's a 9-hour day, right? And it's in the winter time, let's say it's 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock, right? So sunrise is 7 o'clock and sunset's 4 o'clock, okay? So that's only a 9-hour day. The owner has to be, the definition of the word owner, we said, is 12 hours. So therefore, she'll have to start being poresh an hour and a half before and an hour and a half after to get to 12. It's not so much we look at, in other words, before we learned it, maybe Avi Yosef meant was we look at the clock. Okay, in the Yom Nisi, the Yom Tishrei, it's 6 to 6. Okay, so therefore, we're going to measure today as 6 to 6 also, even though it's already, it doesn't get light out till 7. Okay, but he said it's not so much that. It's we got to get to 12 hours. It's not that we look at the Yom Nisi and Yom Tishrei. It doesn't really fit into me with the words Yom Nisi Yom Tishrei, but I think that maybe you can read yourself, but you've got to get somehow to 12 hours. Okay, the only way to get to 12 hours is to be parish part of the, a little bit before the day, a little bit after the day. You know what I'm saying? In other words, a person needs to be parish a total of 12 hours. That'll be different depending on the time of the year and the length of the days and nights. Okay, I just wanted to throw that out. No more, no less. 12 hours. 12 hours, all right? And therefore, by the way, it'll come out, like we said at the end, unbelievable, Kiddush. Al derech zinam v'chodesh tamuz, im v'yom ein tzorach lifrosh menor osyom kulo. You won't have to, only 12 hours. The day in the summertime can be 15 hours long, right? The day in the summertime can be much longer, right? The dark at 9, you know, and whatever. The dark at 8 and the sunrise much earlier, right? The sunrise at 5. From 5 in the morning till 8 at night. Right, find one to 8 at night, that's more than 12 hours. But that's 15 hours. You only have to be Porush for 12 hours. So, it's already be that day, for the first hour and a half or whatever, or not the last hour and a half. I don't know why you split the beginning end, but that's what he says. I don't read it that way, but okay.
How would you know how to split?
Right, he says to put it evenly.
And not 3 hours in the beginning.
Yeah, right. No, that's what I'm saying. I find it a little difficult to understand, but that's what he says. All right. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Sof Kol Sof by us here in the Sunku Feidalit says, "Im vayom parish mena osa yom kulo afilo im avesim sofo umuter miyad v'layal shachar v'cheinu v'tchiloso parish kol yom muter kol layal shalafonam v'cheinu adinu v'layalo parish kol layalo muter miyam shalafonam v'lachar bein shakavaveh says v'gimu pam bein pamachas v'lachar 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 because she already established the Vesas Kavua, or this is just 1 month after the first month when she had this and so on. Most assume, bottom line, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says, the daytime and nighttime, the owner, is based on sunrise and sunset on the day of the Vesas, period, end of report. Okay, that's what he says. So a woman who saw Dam during the daytime in the winter, okay, would have to have her Vesas during the day, a month later. Okay, now the point is, even though it's a shorter day a month later, maybe, okay, or in the summertime, but it doesn't matter. That whole, you'll end up, there's no magic of 12. Okay, that's what I'm going to bring out here. There's no magic of 12. All right, it could be she'll end up having to be Purish for a longer period of time than on the day when she had her period, because the day gets longer the following month. But still, that whole day, she's expected period. So it's going to be more hours than a month earlier. But okay, a day does. You know, that's the idea. Like, you hear what I'm saying? I'm just throwing out that extra point. In other words, the contradistinction that we just said from the Drisha or others who said that there's something magic about 12, that Onus 12 hours. He says, not 12, there's no magic number 12. Okay? It's for verses during the day. So she pours that day. I may be more than 12 hours, maybe less than 12 hours. Depends on the time of year. It's that day. Okay? At night, she says, pours at night. Again, I may be more than 12 hours, maybe less than 12 hours. Depends. Right? I mean, she gets it pretty at the end of the day. Since we pours that whole day, that day could be more than 12 hours in the summertime. Less than 12 hours in the wintertime. Right? That's a chaver. The Shach, to finish up here, so the Shach, since he's gotten involved, okay, first he's gotten involved, he says, we saw this already, Mashma, Filu, Chibu, Nisha, Shari, fine. It's gotten Zion, the Shach defends the Aviyasov. Kosovo goes, Manashem Aviyasov, the Kama, Ona, Yom, a lot of Beitot, and Isin Tishrei, Ubeis Yosef, Docha, Dvarav, Machash, Apostle, and his Kirub, and Gamlish, and Shas, Mashma, Kapit, Ela, Yom, Ela, Ola, Yom, Ola, Ela, that best, that Ona, none else, okay, and the Bach, and many others, okay. But he says, he's a Bach, he's single, the Dibra Avias of Nechonim. He thinks it's right. And he says, V'chein Matzasi B'Ra'avon. Ra'avon is also a Rishon. Ra'avon is a Nosan. Ra'avon is a Rishon. Okay, like the Avias of. But Mashal is Kira, Postman, and Ra'ad, the Mistam Yom, Mistam Lyle, Myri. Ve'na Chanam, it's of course Thomas Tavish, Yesh Lachsov, Shalz Manios. Okay, he said, they didn't quote it because in a certain sense it's obvious. The Shach says, that first he defends the Aviyasov. Okay. The woman gets her period during the day. Let's say it's always the same time of the day. Okay. So he says, well, but that's the defender of the rule. First he defends the Aviyasov. Then it goes by Shoz Manios. And he says, after all, don't we follow Shoz Manios for Kriyashma? We follow Shoz Manios for, B'dikas Chometz and so on. So, he says, yeah, so in Chufas, Thomas, and Tegas, it's going to have to go by Shmuel Shalos Manios. So it'll be a longer time. Okay, well, what's the problem with that? It's not the first time. So that's what he thinks the Aviyasa meant. And then he writes, Ubi Or Zeruah Kasav, that's Alam Zion. Ubi Or Zeruah Kasav, and he first quotes the whole Zeruah, and he says the following Kilik. He says that to defend the position of Zeruah, he says, the woman gets a period during the day, and it's always the same time of day. Then, Taka, you only have to be Porish that day. That whole day is now called Summer. Her Vesis is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay? So now, okay, so what's Summer of Vesta mean? Up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's if she always sees at that exact time. But if she has, as is probably more common, yes, she gets her period this day, but it's not long after always 2 o'clock. It could be 10 o'clock in the morning, it could be 4:30 in the afternoon, it could be any time. So in that case, says the Shach, I'm saying it outside, but you read it inside. The Shach says in that case, the whole day, it fluctuates. If the arrival of her period fluctuates within that given day that she gets her period, which it most often does, not that it comes exactly 2 p.m. every time, okay? If it does, okay, so then Taka Samach Levesta is only that day. Right, but if her vesis fluctuates during the course of the day, then the whole day is called her vesis. So what's some of her vesis going to be? The owner before. That's the Zeruah. You hear the Shach funders? Okay, that's how the Shach. Yeah. That's how the Shach explains he thinks it's good. If she sees during the day, but not at a fixed time, then she'd have to be Purish, in effect, for up to 24 hours, like the Zeruah says, because it's as if her Vesis is the entire day. That's the Lashon HaShach. He says, let's see the words. Vadai, look at the five lines from the bottom. Vadai, im yesh lo Vesis kavua b'yom, kagon sheyesh lo Vesis l'Yerusha olam b'tchiloso, ola olam b'mtzioso, ola olam b'sofo. Then, in Hanami, then I agree, ain't tzarech lifrosh ela osa yom v'lo l'fonam. Uvahachi ari b'shas u'poskim. That's what the Gemara case Gemara is talking about. Avalim regilers beyom, but ve'ein lo shok v'or rakli pamim b'tchilas olif pamim b'tchilas olif pamim b'tchilas olif. That fluctuates during the course of the day. Then im kain kolayom vesta v'dami kilu hay vesta kolayom. Okay, the isha vesta kolayom tzarech lifrosh kolayla shulafonam. Uvahachi mari ari zeruah. But he's showing how the Ozu is not against, like defending the time of the Beis Yosef, was against the Gemara. He says, no, the Gemara is talking about a case where she talked at a very fixed time on that day. So then, ona zua, not ona chisa. But in a case where her experience or period fluctuates from month to month, it's always this day, fine, it's the 15th of the month, whatever it is. Okay, but it fluctuates during the day, then the whole day is called her vesis. And then that's what the Orzuru is talking about. Okay? So, if a woman doesn't see it at an exact moment, then the whole day is her own, and the Prisha Samoch is the night before. So that's the Orzuru's, that's the Shach's explanation of Orzuru, and therefore he says it's a valid Chumrah. Okay? And he writes also, quotes the Bach, which we saw, the Shabashi, Yorei Dvar Hashem, Noi Kor Zeruah. Yorei Shemaim should follow the Zeruah. The Taz, okay, in Sukkot Yud Beis, I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's 42, okay? He quotes the Beis Yosef, and, he has a different problem with the Avi Asaf, maybe about 10 lines down, Rekosh Ali. Okay, because Koshali Din Tom Vishos Talia Hilsa, Hela Osa Ono Rab Osa Perksh, Yul Rose, Hey Rahim, I love Titsa Kamomia Vishos. In other words, it could be that it'll end up, just a second. It could be that if you, he has a funny case, it'll end up, if you go backwards 12 hours, right, it's an exact 12 hours, it could be that by the time she comes to the point in the day where she's talking, expecting her period, she won't be us there anymore, right?
Maybe he says that the whole idea is 12 hours before.
Right, so it could be.
It's impossible unless you hit it literally.
Right, you beat the buzzer, so to speak. It could end up that she'll be muteris, and that's preposterous, he says. That she's going to become muteris at the moment she expects her period, if she sees the very end of the day or the very end of the night. Right, if it's longer than 12 hours, so then you'll do the 12 hours, and now she'll be muteris at the time when she's actually expecting her period. Either so, right, am I saying that right? I think so. Right, he said, "The vizet, the mutaris, after osa shav, osa yom atzma, the chas is all over Cain." Okay. All right. So Taz also says that this Avi Asaf's idea is very difficult. Let's just finish off a few other things I want to point out. Just a moment. Okay. The Chassam Sofer, I just want to see what the Poskim say, but the Achronim say about this, or the Ruah. So the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva Chelek Aradeya, Chelek Aradeya, so Kuf Ayin Taz 43. Okay. So he says, quotes a different sheetas. Bein eroa she Ravan machmer trichum chaduch the chumas of Yosef and chumas of Arzarua. He doesn't like that. One moment. What's his time now? According to Ravan, he's picked up both the Chumri Avos and the Chumri Avzeruah. Chaz v'chaz v'lailo. Okay. All right, I'm not sure what I wanted to bring up for this Chassam Sofer now. I think he's saying, look what he says at the end. That's what he said. B'shagam, first he quotes the Shittas, he has a time in some of which we said already, but then he writes, B'shagam Vestas to Rabbanon. Even if you hold Vestas to Rabbanon, that's his point, then it still makes sense to be Choshesh for the Or Zeruah. Okay. See, so, bottom line is the Chassam Sofer is also Choshesh for that. Rekiva Eger disagrees. Rabbi Eger, first of all, disagrees with the connection to Kriya Shema that the what was it, the Shach proposed? No. Who proposed the Kriya Shema connection? Bach. Bach, no? No, Shach presented it? Yeah. Okay. He wasn't quoting, okay. Shach wasn't quoting the Bach, he was not. Okay. So he doesn't like it. Just like by Kriya Shema, we have Shozmani. That's the Shozmani Sira too. With Ricky Vega, Tainas here in our Sif Sif Bays, he Tainas that that's not the same thing because it's not a riot. Okay? He says, look what he says, Zeh Tamua. It's on the Shach, but I was just wondering if he said it by himself when he quoted. Zeh Tamua. Ha'adra, but Shama's in a bus, the Tomin Azman Adravia, made Bekai's Ben Rechor. Right? He says, that's his rejection. He says, it's by Kriya Shema at the end of the day, it's the point is you have a quarter of the day. Right? There's one fourth of the day. That's the issue. So sometimes one fourth of the day will be more or less, but that's not what's going on here. Okay? Where we're tallying up hours and so on. All right. Anyway, he seems to assume that only the day of the Re'iyah is also. The Pesach Chuva was going what I said before, what is Duraisa Darban. Leave that out for now. Take a look now in 46, the Kitzel Shohar, Siv Beis, and Simakuf Nun Hay. The Kitzel Shohar says, Yesh Omim de Ona Zu Shu Tzar Klippo Shatzma Zeh Ona Sheh Lifnei Ona Sheh Meses Bo. I'm only reading this because it's clear. The Hainu Investes of Alayla Asur Gam Kolam Shofana V'Investes V'Yom Asur Gam Kolam Shofana V'Chein Yesh Lino. The Kitzel Shohar is Machma like there as we say, V'Chein Yesh Lino. Right. So again, we saw some people, some sofer says it makes sense. Okay, because Eger doesn't really go for it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch goes for it strongly. So the bottom line is there are many people machmir or zerua. On the other hand, I quoted here the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sfardi posik, the Ben Ish Chai, Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, in the second Shana Shnia Parshat Tzav, Os Lamed, Os Aleph. Right. Kol Hanashim, Yeshan versus Kavua. Yeshua Kol Shoshim, Yeshua Kol Chafen, Chiyotu Bezeh. Ramur Gmorbi, Zahat Zahat Tumasam, Ramur Yoshin. We kind of thought we were on a short show, so I still got it. Ona hu yom o laila. That's the key. It's the second line of the Ben Ishkai. Ona hu yom o laila. She invests of a laila, Afi Shergila, so for laila, Tzorchoshman, and Chilasalaila. Yeshua, with the honors, you live now in Shem versus Ba. I don't invest in Yom Tzorach Libosh from a Kolalai Shalafonok. Umaran Zal Sri Lake Dea Rishona. Ain Tzorach Lachos Ladea Zuashnia. So I don't think I decide them. I follow this. The Famashkanazim do. Okay. Ramosha Feinstein writes in a Shuva about this in Chelek Gimel of our Chaim Sin Ben Ches. Of Yom Avesa Shalachashmon Shragila Rose Pain Ves Kabu Ben Veses. Shana Kabu Tzricha Lifros Vibala Kol Hayom. In Regila Rose Pain Yom Alayla. And he gives another sword. Kedemotzi biosei tzalanashim shalom. The owner didok, owner richtadami. Tainu kolam eislais. Regila tamen leros oba. A lot of tifosh rak osa ono bovad. That's like that chilek we had before. Okay, he writes, V'roi la'achma gamken chumar sor zeruah v'bishah. In other words, bottom line is according to most authorities, we're not worried. L'maisa, most say you don't have to be chosh v'shita v'or zeruah. Okay, the Chazanish mentions that. I think that the modern Nidusor, about Eshulcha and the Shiva Shem Levi, which you probably have, they all quote the Arzur rule, but you don't have to be Machu, you know, some did, okay? Yeah. And then Moshe said it's good, and Moshe said, and also it's good to be Machu like the Arzur rule, okay? There's no reason not to be.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is Rav Moshe assuming a Vesa Kavua?
The Moshe assuming a versus kavua. He starts with that, right? No, so out of the, no, he doesn't start that. The Ben Ishchai does. I'm not sure why. Why would it matter?
Meaning, maybe he would subscribe to the other understanding of the Or Zeruah. If the Veset is moves, you know, sometimes it's this time of day, sometimes it's that time of day.
Oh, see, can you work it out otherwise? I'm not sure. I think he is, but I'm not sure. Okay. Let me just finish off with one Ha'ara. Okay. Again, look at the Rosh Hashanah writes in 48, also at the end of the Yardei Chel Gim Simchas, but Roy LaHachmer Gam Kain Chumas Orzurah. He says it's Roy to be Machmer, like the Orzurah. Right? So many people aren't Machmer, other people are, and so on. But now the question is, what if I'm Machmer for the Orzurah? We'll tie it together and I'll finish up. What if I'm Machmer for the Orzurah? Okay, I have an extra owner of Prisha. What's the story with Chibuk Venishuk then? And again, this is sometimes no gay. What's the chibuk v'nishuk then? All right. So to take the chumra of the Or Zeruah and the chumra of not doing chibuk v'nishuk, that's a big chumra, but you could say it. Okay. Hear the point. In other words, most posts can hold the lemaisa. We don't need the chumra of the Or Zeruah. You don't have to follow the chumra of the Zeruah. It's a chumra, but you don't have to follow it. Okay. And most of the contemporary news forums say that. Okay. But to take two chumras, you're going to asser chibuk v'nishuk and preach the Samach Vesta, and now you're going to extend Samach Vesta another 12 hours to an early period. That's a big push. That's a big jump. Okay. But do you want to be machmer for the chumra of Or Zeruah? Okay, but you don't have to now also be machmer on top of that chibuk v'nishuk. On the other hand, if you hear what I'm saying, that's a jump to say. And now I'm going to be choshesh for the owner of the Arzaruah, the extra, and I'm going to apply this to Chibonishuk then too. We said it's not even clear you apply the Chibonishuk in the regular verses. And it's not even clear that we apply the Raisa to an either itself. So now go ahead and take that. That's an extra job. Right, it can be done. Okay. But, when doesn't have to. Okay. However, it does seem that the Chumah of the Arzaruah has been accepted, at least insofar as Tashvish is concerned. Okay, because just like it's wrong to have to take both chumras, it comes out, a tremendous chumra, but to take both kulas, okay, to take both kulas, and to say the chibuk v'nishuk is mutter, and I'm also not mechoshe or zeruah, so the result will be what is there in preach of samach levesta? What is it? Okay, what is it? You don't do tashmish. Well, let's understand. Nowadays, most women sidam during the day. Most women, the periods are during the daytime. Okay? Rov Nashim, see during the day. Well, if all you're going to be parishim is Tashim, let's be honest, you're not doing Tashim too often during the day, anyways. Right? So, where's the heck? Not that you need a heck, I'm just saying, where does it stand out? In other words, if the person is not Machmer for either thing, you're going to say, I'm not following the Chumah of Zeruah. So, the night before, I'm going to be with her. And I'm not following the Chumah of Nishuk, since. So what are you doing? You're not going to have Tasha during the day? You're probably not Tasha during the day with your work. I mean, I'm just saying, it comes out. Okay, if you're not Machmer either of those things, it'll come out that you won't be Nikah that you're Parish Samach Levesta at all. Because nowadays, again, women don't generally have the period during the day. They do have it during the day, not during the night. Okay? And so the next month, there won't be nikah. You do any prisha, because if you're not machmer the zuah, you're only going to be parish at that time when she expects a period, which is during the day, and you do chibuk v'nishuk. All you're not going to do is tashmish. So then you probably wouldn't do tashmish at that time, right? I mean, it would not be nikah. So you don't want to necessarily jump to both chumras. I don't know if you have to take both kulas either. I mean, technically that's okay. All right, good. So that's what you have to do. So. Your chumra not having tashmish is very nice. I wouldn't have tashmish anyway. It work okay. You get a bonus. You get a freebie. But I mean, that's why lemaisa. As I said before, the Chazon Ish, we don't have to follow the chumra of the Zeruah. On the other hand, practically speaking, it's not a bad chumra for someone who can do it. You have to make sure it's not a chumra of the Elikula. It's the night before now. She's expecting 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that today, Monday. It's okay. Today, Monday, day is out. Now, we're at Sunday night. Okay. So that's exactly the question. To say that on Monday, I'm going to do everything normally, and I'm not going to do anything. So if people want to do something, they'll do it the night. They'll be parish the night before. Do you have to do that? Certainly not. It's different traditions. Okay. So I guess we'll stop over here. We finish this. Blina, I will send you. That's it. I don't want sheets, right? Right, yeah, this is the last one, right? Okay, so I'll send the next to the group of sheets. We'll put it in tomorrow. Okay.